Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt this morning. Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, joins us this morning. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
I am good. Happy holidays. How was the last weekend? What's coming up for the new weekend for you?
Everything's going well. Just friends and family, and it's nothing better than that.
Love it. Good, good, good. So, you know, a lot of folks got gift cards. I know gift card rules, laws have changed over the years by state, nationally, all that good stuff. But there's a National Use Your Gift Card Day coming up.
Yes, there is. So many of those gift cards go unused, and about 30% of them are unused each year from consumers. So everybody has them in their drawer, Dave. I have several, too, that I haven't used, and they don't expire like they used to, which is great news. But if you sit in the bottom of a drawer for 10 years, it does no good for you as well. So we're asking consumers to check all their gift cards and use them as fast as possible. And if the company goes out of business, which happened to some major retailers over the last, 10 years, those gift cards are not worthless at that point. You got to go to bankruptcy court with the rest of the people. So we want consumers to take their use their gift cards as much as possible.
So my gift card from Chess King, I can't use that anymore?
No more.
No more. What is the rules on gift cards, though? Was there a cutoff time? I know there was a law that went into effect in like 2010, but things have changed since then. Like, what is the rules for using gift cards?
So every state is basically different. Illinois doesn't expire like they used to. But some cards do have, after 5 years, they have the fees that do kick in for non-activation. So it's best to look at the back of the card because, the big print giveth and the little print taketh away in the back.
That's true. Shoppers spend billions of dollars this year buying that perfect gift, but some gifts just might not be the right size, might be the wrong gift, might not be the exact thing that you wanted, and almost 20% of the gifts will be returned and exchanged. But how do you fix some of that stuff when you're going to the store and in different return policies and so forth?
That's right, Dave. About $173 billion will be returned this year as well on gifts. So it's important to remember that refunds and exchanges is a privilege, not a right. And what I mean by that is every company has their own policies and what you must adhere to when you purchase the product. Even though you may not have bought the product, somebody bought it for you, you still have to live up to their guidelines and their rules. So it's best to call the place first or go to the website directly and find out what the policy is and how long it takes, because some of the big box stores, you have a long period of time. You have till end of the month of January. Some you have to the 15th of January. Everyone's different. So you really got to do your homework and research and find out when that return policy is and make sure you keep those receipts. Those are so important, Dave, because if you lose a receipt, the store may take it back, and most likely will, but they'll give it to you at the lowest price that they had it during the holiday season. So if it's half off, they're only going to give you half back.
I love that you quote Marshall Fields and Gordon Selfridge, and you said customer's always right. But times have changed, and that's no longer the case, unfortunately. And I know there's some that are much better than others. Like, I know Costco has a really liberal plan. Bath and Body Works, has a very open-door policy. Nordstrom is usually pretty good, but there's some retailers out there that are tight, and they make it tight, and there's rules you got to read to really make sure you're going to get back the full price for something or full credit.
Exactly. Everyone has their own rules, and now there's charging. Some are charging reshipping fees and restocking fees as well, some national chains. So it's best to do the research online about the company, what their policies are, but adhere to their rules and regulations and try to take it back as soon as possible, because you never know when the person purchased it either. If you get a gift receipt, sometimes it doesn't say, and it might be, the days may be numbered, because some of the smaller ones seem to be changing their policies to try to keep you in the store. So they'll do an exchange only, not a refund. And people are not happy with that. And we always hear from those consumers at the Better Business Bureau each and every year.
It's really hard to re-gift return something that's been re-gifted from something that's been someone's closet for 4 years. That could be a little bit more of a challenge. So one of the trends right now, fraud trends happening, is these impersonators, like you won a prize, the publisher's clearinghouse from the day and so forth. But, what do you do if they have that situation? You got to avoid these scams.
Well, the key is that, like you said, Dave, there's so many impersonators out there, imposters we call them, trying to make it look like they're from Publishers Clearinghouse or even ComEd, People's Gas, Nicor Gas. They're all trying to scam, you know, basically the scammers are trying to scam you out of your money or separate you from your money, rather. So right now we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau's an increase of complaints on our scam trackers that really from Publishers Clearinghouse thinking, you know, that they're getting a call from Publishers Clearinghouse, and they're not. They're getting it from an imposter using their name. And I think most consumers, Dave, don't realize that caller ID could be manipulated still. That hasn't changed yet. So your phone may say Publishers Clearinghouse, and they may say you won this prize, but there's always the tip-off to the rip-off, Dave, and usually on these situations is that you got to pay something or you got to act quickly within 30 minutes with this Publishers Clearinghouse saying, oh, yes, you won millions of dollars, but we need a check or we need cash for insurance or taxes or whatever it may be. And that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one more thing. You guys do great work at the Better Business Bureau. There's one more question I have, though. You know, I get phone calls, and probably so many other people, too, do as well, that, you know, I own a small business, and you kind of agree in and out of things. Like, and that's something you have to look at when you're signing up for a website or you're signing up to get emails from somebody, is you're also signing up to get emails and texts from partner companies as well. And I'm getting 6-7 phone calls a day about a business that I don't even own anymore. Like, how do you avoid some of that stuff?
The key, Dave, is reading those privacy policies. I think nobody wants to read them, you know, and unfortunately in there is embedded is what the company will do with your information. So it's best not to sign up for those, you know, free listing services until you know what you're actually signing yourself up for, because we hear all the time from consumers, how do I get off these lists? I can't stop the calls or these emails or these texts. These marketers follow you. They know who you are. And they basically, once you commit to something or give your name freely, they know that you're a commodity then. Your name, your email address is a commodity, and they buy and sell it on the open marketplace. So especially if you fall for a scam, you're worth more to them, that name, because you fell for it already, and they're going to try to take more money for you. So best not to join those lists. If you really have to, read the privacy policies. And, you know, a lot of people have different email lists for different things, different emails, rather. So you can have the junk emails go to a certain folder and the rest go to your normal folder. But you really can't stop. You can't stop those phone calls. And the only way to put scams out of business, Dave, is not to give them your business. So that's important in the new year to make sure you check companies out with the Better Business Bureau. And we're also referral agency. So you can find businesses you can trust. Always look for the BBBC, the sign of a better business.
I would always say this time of year, you know, when everyone's trying to cleanse and get rid of things and do some things, is go through your emails, figure out who you do not want to be getting emails from every single day. You signed up for something, you bought something. It's a great time to focus on that so you're not getting hundreds and thousands of emails a day, right?
It is exactly that, because a lot of people miss important emails because of the thousands that are coming in there as well. So it's best to get off the list if you want to get off those lists. And sometimes if you get a spam email and you click on it, they know you're an active person. So it's best to tell your own service provider it's a junk email. So every email is different, but you have the ability to mark your email as junk, and it won't send you more creative rules. So that's probably the safest way to do it.
Steve Byrne is president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Hey, listen, thank you, Steve, and have a great New Year's weekend.
You too. Happy New Year to you as well, Dave. Thank you.
All right, take care.